WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Earlier this month, the College Station City Council delayed action on a request to close a street in the Northgate District to allow construction to continue on another major development. At the last council's meeting, unanimous approval was given, but with some reservation. Five lost spaces in the 300 block of First Street will be made up with a like number of space in a city-owned lot. But Councilwoman Julie Schultz noted they won't be reserved for those who live and work in the affected area.
I never wanted it to be just a free-for-all for anybody. I don't see that being the answer. I don't think this is the solution to either one of those things.
Schultz and Blanche Brick were told city staff would attempt to work out an alternative solution for the affected renters. The street closure from December through next July is to allow a construction crane to park where the domain is being built. The week after next, there will be public meetings in Bryan and Huntsville to get your opinions about the alignment of a $10 billion high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. The president of the Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, says the initial route is east of Bryan College Station along or next to existing rights-of-way.
And I think in the longer term, there's a logic to connect it on through to Bryan College Station and then on over to Austin and San Antonio.
There had been local support for a high-speed rail between Dallas and San Antonio with a connector between Temple and BCS, nicknamed the Texas T-Bone. Among the proponents, retired Easterwood Airport Director John Happ noted support had waned in recent years.
And as a result, we didn't have anybody in there pitching to keep it coming through Bryan College Station.
Eccles says construction of the Japanese finance project could start in 2017. The first electric-powered bullet trains running at speeds of 200 miles per hour could start running 7 years from now. Public meetings are scheduled for the 27th at the Brazos Center and the 28th at the Veterans Conference Center in Houston. More information is online at WTAW.com. Saturday night's postgame traffic leaving Kyle Field was aggravated further due to a motorist who died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was shortly before 11 p.m. Saturday night on FM 2818 near George Bush.
In addition to, I believe we had some minor traffic crashes in that area, REMS also responded to a medical call. A gentleman was driving down the road. He had been at the A&M game, was driving home to the Houston area when he went into medical distress.
Flieger says nearby motorists started CPR before the driver was taken to a local hospital where he later died. A new report shows each day last year, Brazos County gained 23 new residents.
The Texas Association of Realtors annual relocation report shows Brazos County was second in the state in the net number of new residents last year at nearly 8,600. All but 1,000 moved to Brazos County from within the state. Texas remained number one in the country in people relocating from other states and were number three for those leaving to another state. So the net number statewide, 138,000, boils down to about 378 each day. The Realtors report statewide and a summary for Brazos County are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:09. It's 53 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normangtractor.com.
Beautiful fall day in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the state. We'll have abundant sunshine today, quite comfortable. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon hours. Clear tonight, lows will fall back to about 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high of 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 55. It'll be sunny Thursday. Temperatures, they're probably going to be up around 80 once again on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M Cross Country winning in Houston. We'll have more there. Of course, Monday Night Football last night. We would be talking baseball, but it got postponed in Kansas City, so they'll play two today. not Kansas City, but Kansas City and St. Louis. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
There you are. So you always hate when you lose a pet.
Well, certainly.
Always nice when the pet comes back.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Old Yeller and Homeward Bound all in one.
There you go. Sometimes it's a little different, though, when it comes back.
Why?
Thus the owner of a parrot that spoke English with a British accent says that when the bird went missing for 4 years, it came back and could only speak Spanish and asking for somebody named Larry. Darren, I don't know, Darren Chick of California said he doesn't know where the African gray parrot named Nigel had been for 4 years.
That would be Nigel.
Yeah. But that aside from the language switch, the bird's fine back home. Nigel was discovered in the backyard of the Torrance home. Again, where'd he go? How'd he get there? How did he get back? Is there someone out there who is absconding with talking pets and teaching them Spanish and then bringing them back?
It's part of the repatriation program.
Well, and the deal is they're only telling us the language that Nigel is now speaking. We don't know what the vocabulary is. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I knew people.
Are you saying he's a dirty bird?
Well, very nice. Yeah. It's gonna be a good bird. I have known people who've learned a second language, and we know what the first words are that they learn, okay?
Certainly.
Just saying.
We got a lot of information.
Nigel, Nigel, Nigel.
Molly, want a galleta?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Don't delude yourself. I went to Google.
I did.
I had such high hopes.
Yeah, really.
So did my mom.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW, 14th of October. It's day 287, got 78 of them to go. It's Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Yes!
I thought we did one of those already. How many days do we have to give bald people?
I think there's one more, because there's Bald is Beautiful, Be Bald, Be Free.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the other one is.
Bald or Us, I don't know, whatever.
And our head's better than yours. You know,
like that.
And then one that you could probably, celebrating two other things that you could probably put together and take care of. One is National Face Your Fears Day. Okay, and that's also coincides with today being Chocolate Covered Insects Day. So could kill two bugs with one stone, there, so to speak. All right, for birthday.
Rowan Blanchard is 13 from Boy Meets World.
And we're at work.
Girl Meets World, I'm sorry. Well, that's trust me, your kids know who this is.
Not my kids. But anyway, go ahead.
Natalie Maines is 40.
Oh, yeah.
Lourdes, that would be Madonna's kids, 18. Ben Whishaw is 34 years old. He's the new Q in the Bond movies.
Okay.
Stacey Keibler is 35. Usher's 36. Steve Coogan is 49 years old. Isaac Mizrahi is 53 years old today. Thomas Dolby blinded you with science, and he's 56. And I want to say he's an inventor. And, he's a certified genius.
Oh, okay.
But who knew? Greg Evigan is 61. He was BJ and the Bear and BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Anderson from Night Court and Dave's World. Justin Hayward, 68, from the Moody Blues. Ralph Lauren is 75. And Sir Roger Moore is 87.
Wow. And another sir.
Yes.
Cliff Richard, who had a fantastic musical career and never really tried to be a hit in the United States.
I think he had one here.
Yeah.
One top 20 hit.
But didn't try.
That was huge. Every other place on the planet.
Yeah. Jim Rome used to be on this radio station. He's 50 today. And, man, when was the last time? Well, it's been maybe a week, I guess, maybe 2 weeks since we talked about Joey Travolta. But, you know, today he's...
60. Who?
He's 64. He's the one who doesn't fly airplanes. How's that? All right, 616.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Gwyneth Paltrow wouldn't be the first Hollywood celebrity to say something dumb about politics. She's certainly not going to be the last. Anyway, she hosted a fundraiser for the Democratic Party at her beautiful Hollywood Los Angeles home. And Barack Obama, of course, attended the event. And Paltrow declared, "It would be wonderful if we were able to give this man all of the power he needs to pass the things he needs to pass." Now, does this woman seriously mean that? Does she not understand that she is essentially hoping for Obama to become a dictator? Now, liberals in Hollywood, I guess they're okay with the president having such power so long as the president is in their ideological camp and passing legislation that they like. And you can bet they wouldn't feel the same way if a conservative were in the White House.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Is a
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have a special day coming up that you want to commemorate in a special way? David Gardner's has been doing that kind of thing for, gosh, over 30 years. You know, they're the official jeweler of A&M Athletics, but more than that, they really have answered the call, again, for more than 30 years when you are looking for a special piece of jewelry to commemorate a special time in your life. And if you've got one of those, then David can either design or may already have in his display case something that will fit the bill. Remember, in addition to the work that he does, which, by the way, you can watch that process go on within the store itself because they have a foundry in the back, they have a design table up front, and then, of course, the jeweler's bench where they finish it off. Whether it's a very complicated, intricate piece or something that's very stylish and simple, David Gardner's has created it. David Gardner's has it. So stop in and see him. If you have not been there, 911 University Drive, they'll take you through. From maybe you know what you're looking for, maybe you don't. Either case, they have a staff that can answer all your questions, and you can end up down the road or even this very day with that piece of jewelry that's just what you're looking for. So stop in and see him. And if you want something designed, they'd be glad to do that. Stop in and talk about football with David. He loves to do that. They're your authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. All that's yours at David Gardner's.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Holiday shoppers will be looking for discounts. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Nearly a third of the consumers who responded to a new survey expect to spend more money this holiday season than they did last year, and the polling by RetailMeNot found most shoppers intend to use the internet to find bargains. There will be a lot of deals available. RetailMeNot says total holiday savings could hit or top $5 billion. The recent drop in oil prices is proving to be a double-edged sword. Drivers, airlines, and shipping companies are all benefiting from lower fuel bills, but declining prices also raise concerns concerns about the boom in domestic oil production and the overall economy. Some analysts worry drilling in some areas will become unprofitable. There is another bearish signal for the oil market. The International Energy Agency today lowered its 2014 oil demand growth forecast. The IEA now expects the weakest increase in demand in 5 years. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751. Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Now, not real sure if it's possible for there to be a good story about a man trying to grab a teenage girl, but this is about the best outcome in that scenario that it could have.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
A 14-year-old girl in Essex, England, was walking home last week through the park when a 35-year-old man came up behind her and grabbed her arms. Fortunately, the guy was small and thin, and the girl was trained.
Yes, Sensei!
Martial arts. Been at it for years. So the girl broke free and proceeded to beat the guy half to death. Not exaggerating. She kept on punching and kicking until the police finally showed up and arrested the guy. There have been no charges filed as of yet. The police are looking into more witnesses. And good for her. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion. Having physical bullion is very important and could be part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy weekly, some once a year, anywhere from 20 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoin.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
24, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A truck containing 18 tons of Crisco headed to a grocery store chain. No, it was just stolen. It didn't crash.
Oh.
At least we don't know about the crash yet. St. Petersburg police say the tractor trailer containing 36,000 pounds of vegetable shortening snatched on Sunday morning. The truck destined for a Publix distribution center in Lakeland. Authorities say the stolen tractor was a 05 red Volvo with a Florida tag. Crisco can be used for frying or making delicious baked goods, it says here in the story. Thank you, Associated Press, for letting us know what we can use Crisco for. And that's just on the top of a short list, but nonetheless. Did they know that's what it was, or did they get the wrong truck? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean you got the red Volvo? The blue one is the one we wanted. That's the one that had the computers in them or whatever.
Furs or something.
Yeah, something like that. They end up with Crisco.
I painted the carpet once when I was a kid with Crisco.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
You remember it.
Only because my mother liked to remind me in front of all of my friends and things as I got older. That was like her story.
Yeah. It's white. How could you? What were you
painting? Basting brush, green carpet, white Crisco.
Oh, perfect.
Because the Crisco can looked like a paint can.
Sure. You know, there's only one way it could have been worse if it had been shag carpet. Just pull it up and make
it. Yeah, pretty much. You'd have to start over.
I think so. 626, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We were waiting on the weather to get here yesterday. Well, it is here, and it's kind of nice out there right now, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today, 76 degrees, winds out of the north that about 5 to 10 miles an hour. It could be gusting up to 20, so it's not going to feel much like 76. Closer to 80 for tomorrow, and then we'll be back up into the middle 80s for the balance of the week. But lots of sunshine out there, and our lows each night should be very pleasant, down to 50 tonight, 56 on Wednesday night, and then in the lower 60s as we head on into the weekend. And again, the rain we had yesterday, which was a sizable amount, is all we're going to have. Southwest winds at 5 miles an hour. We have 80% relative humidity, and currently we're looking at a very pleasant 53 degrees out there.
The most important things you have to do are seldom the most urgent things you have to do, which is why they so often never get done. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Think about it. We all have needs in four areas of life.
Physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. Most simply defined, if you don't eat, you will die.
Matthew Kelly, author of the book The Rhythm of Life, calls these legitimate needs.
Emotionally, we have a great need to love and be loved. Intellectually, we have a need for new ideas that expand our vision of ourselves and our vision of the world. And spiritually, probably our most basic legitimate need is for some time to work out who we are and what we're here for.
But typically, we postpone our legitimate needs because we get distracted by what Matthew calls our illegitimate wants.
For example, we tell ourselves, when I have X amount of money, then I'll be happy. So we work 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. We put off things like physically exercise regularly. We put off bringing focus and priority to our relationships. We put off reading great books that expand our vision of our world.
It seems almost human nature to put off focusing on our legitimate needs, which are really the most important things. Why?
We get distracted by the urgent, Mike. When we wake up, we've either got a list of urgent things to do or our mind is filled with all these things that we perceive urgently have to be done. And the problem with that is that the most important things are hardly ever urgent. I mean, you never wake up and say, I urgently have to jump on the treadmill today, or I urgently have to spend some time with the people I love today. The things that are most important are hardly ever urgent.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loans subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Investors in a $10 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Houston and Dallas will be in Bryan and Huntsville the last week of October to get your comments. The president of Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, expects that at some point there will be a station to shuttle rail passengers to and from Bryan and College Station.
And Bryan College Station does not have a big enough population to run a train there on its own, but there's a logic. It's a little more traffic than the quarter million people or 300,000 or whatever the number is there because of the university. So it's not big enough on its own to drive the market to run a train there. But as a stop on the route, there's a certain logic to that.
There was a local group supporting a different alignment called the Texas T-Bone that would have connected the Twin Cities to Temple, which would have been a stop between Dallas and San Antonio. While BCS doesn't get a direct stop right away, T-Bone proponent John Happ says it's great that Texas is getting high-speed rail.
I think the big push for this was both Houston and Dallas. They want more trains to go direct and not stop.
Those bring the 200-mile-an-hour bullet train will be joining state and federal officials in Bryan on October 27th at the Brazos Center and the following day in Huntsville at the Veterans Conference Center. Online at WTAW.com is more information about the public meeting and the Texas Central Railway. For the first time in 35 years, Southwest Airlines can fly anywhere from Love Field without any restrictions. It took the carrier 8 years to repeal the Wright Amendment. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly says he's looking forward to the new future of his company.
More flights, more low fares, more people can afford to fly, more bags fly free, and it's that good old-fashioned Southwest effect.
The Wright Amendment, named after former House Speaker Jim Wright of Fort Worth, was implemented to keep the then-new DFW airport from having too much competition. The first non-restricted destination for Southwest is Denver. Kelly says another 10 cities will be added within the next 3 months. An annual relocation report shows Texas gained more out-of-state residents last year than any other state and the third highest in the number of people leaving for another state.
The net effect, according to the Texas Association of Realtors, is 138,000 new residents from out-of-state last year, or 378 each day. Brazos County had a net gain of nearly 8,600 new relocations last year, which was the second highest in the state. But the out-of-state number was a little more than 1,000. Another 7,600 moved here from elsewhere in Texas. The in-state relocations were from many counties. Bexar County led with 765, which is just one-tenth of the in-state total. Leading the state with the highest net gain of relocations, Denton County at almost 14,000. After Brazos County were Williamson and Hayes near the state capitol, rounding out the top five, Bexar County. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the Realtors Association's charts, graphs, and summaries for Brazos County and the rest of the state. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Those building the new Northgate housing and retail development called The Domain will be able to use a construction crane. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved closing the 300 block of First Street from December through next July. Five lost parking spaces will be made up in a city-owned lot, but those spaces will not be reserved for renters or those who work in the area. Northgate District Association Director Chris Scotty says it was a compromise.
We took a vote of the District Association Board, and it wasn't 100%. And I think that is actually indicative of the give and take, or the fact that each entity that had to compromise on this has some skin in the game.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz heard from the owner of two rental properties where the street will be closed, asking to allow renters to park in their yards.
In one property, there's two people there with each a vehicle. The second property had three people each with a vehicle. The driveway only can manage one vehicle each, so that would displace, you know, at least three vehicles.
City Manager Kelly Templin says staff will attempt to work something out for the affected renters. A Houston man on his way home from Kyle Field Saturday night died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says motorists attempted to help the man whose car stopped on FM 2818 near George Bush.
Nearby motorists were able to ascertain that the gentleman was having a medical issue as opposed to it being a traffic-related condition. They attempted to begin CPR on him. The gentleman was transported to a local medical facility where he unfortunately passed away.
This incident, along with the crash on the FM 60 bridge over 2818, further delayed traffic leaving Saturday night's Texas A&M football game. Texas officials say they're trying to find an appropriate place to monitor a dog that belongs to a nurse diagnosed with Ebola. The nurse's Dallas apartment is being thoroughly cleaned after tests over the weekend confirmed she is infected. A Dallas spokeswoman says the city will make sure the dog is cared for. And in Louisiana, a judge has signed an order temporarily blocking the disposal of the ashes of the belongings of Ebola victim Thomas Duncan. Linens, bedding, and carpet taken from Duncan's apartment were incinerated in Port Arthur last Friday. The operators of a landfill in Lake Charles say they will not accept the ashes until Louisiana officials agree that doing so would pose no public health threat. WTAW News Time is 6:36. This look at news brought to you by Mara Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now, you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week. But you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life. Lose the weight you've been wanting to lose and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Folks at Suddenlink want to remind business owners that just like they have solutions for your home entertainment, same thing's true for your business, and that may be entertainment of your customers, people in waiting rooms, maybe for your employees as well. That's why they have Business TV. Helps to keep your employees informed, helps to keep your customers entertained. Also, there's programming for everybody. You'll find news and weather and sports and entertainment. A lot of it's in HD. Also, they have commercial-free music if you want to use that, kind of create a welcoming environment. And one of the great things about Suddenlink is you don't have to worry about bad weather. Consider that weather we had yesterday, what that can do to other delivery systems when it comes to television. Don't have to worry about that with Suddenlink. And remember this, new customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month, plus business class phone lines can be added for only $29.95 each. So why not move forward? Let the business professionals at Suddenlink help you and your business. First of all, make a more welcoming environment for your customers and your employees, and also save you some money. Call Chad Cowan, 979-595-2413. He can provide a business solution for you from the folks at Suddenlink.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish furniture for generations than right now for their huge bedroom floor model sale, featuring best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz, Schrox, Miller, and more. Find up to 40% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. That means remarkable savings on exquisite, handcrafted, solid wood American-made bedrooms. You don't want to miss this spectacular bedroom sale at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
Let's check some weather at 6:40. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Couple of gorgeous fall days in the forecast as dry weather filters in behind the front that brought the showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday. We'll have lots of sunshine today. Comfortable temperatures, high 75 to 80. Clear, cool tonight, 50. Sunshine for tomorrow will be up around 80. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 55. It'll be sunny and pleasant during the day Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon, a forecast to be up around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know everybody else expects something completely different because they sometimes don't respect other people like they should.
That was Nick Saban. Somebody got under his skin. And if you know anything about Nick Saban, that's no big surprise. We'll have more on Aggie football coming up in just a little bit. We also have Major League Baseball, NFL's Monday Night Football, and more here in about 10 minutes.
Is he trying to infer that his team is going to come back stronger than ever? Is that what that's supposed to be about?
There's things they need to work on, and people need to understand that a victory over Arkansas in rain and a one-point win was good enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Neener.
You should have put in that Monty Python drop. Now for something completely different.
But it wouldn't be.
I know. 695-1620, I have tickets to the third annual Brazos Valley Fair.
Oh, ooh. Fun.
Yeah, just for people.
Hat tip to the early morning listeners.
Yeah, this is ain't won nothing, okay? Okay, ain't won nothing.
We haven't won nothing for a while.
Ain't won nothing. So if you ain't won nothing, this is a daily adult ticket. I'll be giving away a pair of those to a successful caller. 695-1620. Successful caller would mean I pick up the phone. It's, you know. Well, you have to dial it properly, but if you'll dial 695-1620, then...
That's no guarantee that that call's actually going to get through to you in that studio.
No, that's true.
It isn't Monday, so we've got a better chance.
Yeah, but it's easier than if I'm trying to dial the phone, because to be able to dial the phone correctly is also quite the challenge, so we'll see. Sounds like we have a successful caller. Hey there, how are you?
I'm great. I'll take those tickets.
Would you? Who are you?
Joe Gibson.
What do you do, Joe?
I'm a fireman at College Station.
Well, thank you for your service. I appreciate that. Okay,
well, thank you for answering.
This is good. 17th, 18th, or 19th. It's a pair of adult tickets for you, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. All right, see you later. Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
Well, you know, it's okay. I'm inside. Don't have to worry about, you know, any rain today, but we did get some rain yesterday. We'll have some sunshine, so, you know, it's all right. Who's this?
This is Diane Acree.
Diane Acree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you do, Diane?
I'm a housewife and a grandmother.
Oh, that's fun. How many?
Four.
Ah-ha! Free babysitting service, right?
Yep, you know it.
Yeah, and they like it that way. All right, thanks a lot. Come by. We got the tickets for you, okay?
Okay,
thanks.
Just anytime?
Yep. Yeah, well, not now. Come, you know, between 8 and 5 will work, okay?
Okay, I'll be there.
Thanks, bye. Okay.
Well, unless she brings breakfast, then she can come up now.
Yeah, that's right. That's all we're going to do right now. I got more this week. It's early. It's early in the week. Usually what I do is wait till the last minute. I thought, today I'll turn over a new leaf at least once. That place, you know, every once in a while, who wants to talk about politics anyway? The Obama administration now has put together a surge for Ebola, the Ebola surge. We're finding out that again, I think we discussed this last week, all you got to do is follow a protocol. And apparently there are a whole lot of people in the healthcare industry who didn't know what that protocol was. And so what are we saying? 70 people may have been in some
entirely
sort of situation?
Possible. Mm-hmm. So when do we get a czar? Because we don't have a surgeon general right now.
Actually, I don't know. But if we have time and I can learn how to pronounce them all before the end of the show, we actually have a list of like the dirty dozen that the CDC put out. And Ebola is not even number one or number two or number three. I mean, we got other stuff. So if you're feeling secure in your life, you don't want to be panicked, then just remember, we're going to maybe talk about that later. And, you know, again, as we've always told you, we keep reminding you over and over again.
God.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
That's right.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
And, you know, I'll follow that up by saying the CNN research poll has found that the leading candidates right now for president in 2016 are Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie. So that means no matter who would win that race, you don't want to see him in spandex, right? I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's see what else we got. National Democrats are making a late cash investment to save an endangered Iowa U.S. House seat. This is the one that we talked about yesterday, Bruce Braley. That's the one who Michelle came on Friday and mispronounced his name seven times in the speech, called him Bruce Bailey. But aside from that, it's just fine. And, let's see. Oh, well, and even though he says no over and over and over again, Washington Post reports there's still some buzz that Mitt Romney actually considering a third run for the White House. That notion is picking up steam in some circles after the Des Moines Register released a poll along with Bloomberg over the weekend showing that Romney is the only potential 2016 candidate who could beat the Hillster among Iowa voters, and it was by 1 point, 44-43. So we'll see.
That doesn't give me more confidence in Mitt. It gives me less confidence in America.
Or the Republican Party being able to find somebody. I mean, is it really that difficult? Interesting story today about presidents in their second term, and do they get out on the road, and if they do, does it work? And it really didn't work in 2006 for President Bush. He hopped on Air Force One and went around the country in the final weeks before the election day. Major stops in Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Missouri. Didn't work very well. Democrats gained 6 seats in the Senate and 31 in the House, taking charge of both chambers. Things have changed now, but so far the president has not done one single campaign rally. That's going to change tomorrow. He goes out to Connecticut, which is fairly safe. That's a pretty blue state there, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, he won by like 20%.
See what happens there. Yeah, so he'll go there. What he's been doing is raising money in the background. He's pretty good at doing that. A lot of Democrats with deep pockets who will pay, you know, $36,000 or whatever to see the president. So as a result, he's out helping the party that way, because if he gets out in public, you know, he may have to answer a question. Or he may end up saying something stupid like, my name's not on the ballot, but some of my issues are. Maybe they've decided if that's all he can say. And where's Joe Biden? Come on, let's get Joe back out there on the campaign trail.
I thought he said something stupid again the other day.
Well, he did. He always does. That's what's so great about getting him out there.
What did he say?
Well, he was talking the other day. You're talking about the Middle East countries, where he's talking about how they had been giving men and material. They were giving money and weaponry,
yes,
to anybody who would go after Assad. And they were. And he said it and got in trouble for speaking the truth. So he didn't really screw up. It's just he said stuff that they really weren't supposed to say in public, and he did. But anyway.
This is backroom stuff. Get off of that.
It's okay. We can talk about it. It's fun. Gives the media something to do. All right, 6:48.
Why wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business? At Aggieland Business Park, the wait is over. Right now, your business can join high-tech companies at the park, transferring gigabyte-sized files at the speed of light. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60, a customized facility at Aggieland Business Park puts you at the heart of the biotech revolution. So don't wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business. Click on AggielandBusinessPark.com today or call Jim Jett at 571-4341. That's 571-4341.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're short on outdoor gardening space, or if you just like having plants to be around you all the time, then you need to consider the several fine flowering houseplants. We're going to talk today about some that are not the commonplace. They're not things like mums and azaleas that you discard after they're through blooming. Some of these are types that you can reflower and that will stay with you for a long period of time. I'll be back with details right after this important message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, normally it's priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If we're looking for somewhat uncommon flowering houseplants, I want to start with one that certainly is uncommon. That's Cressandra. It's a lovely small flowering plant. I love this little plant. It's lustrous. Dark green leaves are attractive enough. But when the plant blooms, its orange sherbet-colored flowers provide a stunning contrast to the foliage. And given good light and careful attention, Cressandras will continue blooming for months. Mature plant size, 8 to 12 inches. Don't beat yourself up if it eventually goes away on you. It will happen, but it's a beautiful plant, otherwise Cressandra. There has been such a proliferation of orchids in the last 10 or 20 years. They are some of the most popular of our flowering houseplants, especially the Phalaenopsis orchids. They're wonderful, and hopefully you're trying them. You just have to be patient. You may have ruled them out years ago, but do give them the second consideration. Phalaenopsis and Paphiopedilum orchids are the easiest, but there are many other genera as well. Give them bright light and high humidity, and they'll bloom at their appointed season each year. Bromeliads are fun. They become mainstream flowering houseplants. Their leaves are spectacular, and the floral spikes are dazzling. There are literally hundreds of varieties available. They remain in bloom for several months, at which time the mother plant dies and the young sprouts or pups begin developing into new plants. Most popular houseplant bromeliads are epiphytes. That is, they grow suspended in trees. It's important that you know that so you can provide water into their vases in the centers of the leaves. African violets and their relatives make up the last group of flowering houseplants I want to talk about today. Although they have the reputation of being difficult to grow indoors, the secret with African violets lies in giving them attentive care. They require bright light, constant moisture, and warm temperatures. Given those conditions and nourished with a specialty African violet fertilizer, they should bloom almost incessantly. Flame violets or apicias are also charming. They're trailing relatives with green or brownish leaves and red, yellow, white, or lavender blooms. They're great in hanging baskets. These aren't the easiest of the houseplants, but really patient gardeners will do very well with the African violets and all of their relatives. I hope you'll enjoy houseplants. They really are fun. I'm Neil Sperry. Special plants for special places will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Aggie football is getting ready to head to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Crimson Tide coming off a one-point win over Arkansas, and Bama fans not pleased with such a close victory. That made Tide coach Nick Saban not pleased.
I know everybody else expects something completely different because they sometimes don't respect other people like they should. So we need to play better in some areas of our team. There's no doubt about it. We need to control the line of scrimmage better. We don't need to make as many mental errors on defense.
It's the Aggies and Elephants. Pregame starts at 1:30. The 2:30 kickoff broadcast live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M women's basketball team has been named in the top 10 of every major preseason ranking. Aggie junior guards Jordan Jones, Courtney Walker, and Courtney Williams have also received All-American honors by various publications. And the Aggies are one of five teams to be a consensus top 10 pick, joining defending national champions Connecticut, Notre Dame, and SEC rivals South Carolina and Tennessee. In Monday Night Football last night, the San Francisco 49ers have a three-game winning streak and a 4-2 record after Colin Kaepernick passed for 343 yards and three touchdowns, 80 of those coming on this to Brandon Lloyd.
Kaepernick steps up, shot down, field is open, and breaking free is Brandon Lloyd, and Lloyd will score, touchdown, huge play to get the Niners back in it.
That is horrible defense by St. Louis.
That pushed the Niners to a 31-17 win over the St. Louis Rams. In Major League Baseball, rain caused the postponement of Game 3 of the American League Championship Series between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City. The Orioles plan to use Wei-Yin Chun as their Game 3 starter today, but the Royals could bypass Jeremy Guthrie for James Shields, with Kansas City up 2-0 in the series. Royals manager Ned Yost said that he would announce his starter later today. The National League Championship Series resumes in San Francisco this afternoon. They'll knock things out at 3:30. 2 days after the Cardinals evened the series at a game apiece on a homer by Colton Wong in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wong knows this one is far from over.
Such a good team over there that, it's going to take everything that we can throw at them to win. So, just to get this win going in there, definitely give us a little confidence, but we know we have, a long road ahead.
Tim Hudson will get the start for the Giants against Cardinals right-hander John Lackey. The Giants split their two games at home in the division series after going 45-36 during the regular season there. A hearing has been scheduled for Wednesday on whether to remove the judge presiding over the felony child abuse case against Adrian Peterson. Prosecutors plan to argue for replacing State District Judge Kelly Case as the presiding judge in the case. That after Case has said that he had referred to the attorneys in the case as media whores. A source tells ESPN that Florida State's Athletic Compliance Department has begun looking into how many Jameis Winston autographs were authenticated by a single company. ESPN business reporter Darren Rovell has more.
None of this suggests that Jameis Winston got paid. However, as someone in the autograph industry suggested to us in our story, the large lot of items that were submitted to the autograph authentication company, James Spence, obviously makes someone suspect as to whether this was a professional signing or, as Jimbo Fisher said after Saturday's game, whether it was just a bunch of fans, as he believes.
In that same vein, Georgia running back Todd Gurley continues to practice while remaining on indefinite suspension for basically the same thing. The school is investigating possible violations to NCAA rules by Gurley. He was held out of the Bulldogs' 34-0 win over Missouri this past Saturday, participated in practice on Monday, however. In the NBA, Isaiah Cannon put Houston ahead for good with a three-pointer with just 29 seconds left, and the Rockets beat the Phoenix Suns 95-92 last night. Houston did play without Dwight Howard and James Harden. Con finished with 16 points. And finally, A&M Kingsville has fired their coach David Colloway after leading the Javelinas to a 1-5 record midway through his second season. The school named offensive line coach Jaime Martinez on an interim basis. The university will conduct a national search for a new coach. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Don't know for sure. Farmer's Almanac may be right, may be wrong. But I kind of think we may have a cold winter this year. We kind of skated by last year, and we didn't have a really hot summer. But I'm just kind of feeling that way. And if you look at the trees, they seem to say that with lots of berries and stuff on them. Here's what you care about. Can you keep that cold air out of your house? And the folks at Intercon have ways to do that because they have windows that are energy efficient. If your windows aren't, and you may well know that they're not, then let Intercon take care of that for you. You may not exactly know what the problem is. Intercon's experts when it comes to that. And Intercon is a local company. We're talking dad and son started local company, okay? Still there, still at the helm. The people who do their work for them, install the windows, they're local people too. So you're dealing with a local company. Been here for decades, ready to stand behind their products, service after the sale, and never any high pressure. If you're a BTU customer, remember there's some inducements there as well. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon and find out how you can control your energy bills. Intercon, 823-3639.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making, Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Through the end of November, Lennox is offering $1,300 rebate on a complete comfort system. Get in touch with the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. High today, 76. Northwest winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 50 tonight for a low, near 80 tomorrow. Then probably the middle 80s, the balance of the week. It's 51 right now. And it's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.